Our final guest today, Ugo Vallauri, lives in London and he's been busy running what he calls restart parties, social events where people get together to repair their broken technology. It's part of a very successful initiative called Project Restart, and it's about encouraging people to move away from a throwaway lifestyle.
The Restart Project started after myself and my co-founder, Janet Gunter, have worked in international development for quite a few years. And every time we were coming back to Europe, we were overwhelmed with the different realities that we experienced when working in Asia, in South America, in African countries, and what we see up here, and realizing that as much as we were going with wonderful intentions of bringing new media and communication technologies to facilitate international development, the kind of ways in which these technologies are thrown away right where we're from are just unbelievable to the eyes of people in other countries that are much more resilient and think twice and not thrice before throwing something away, and will always find a way to fix it, improve it, repair it, give it a second life before ever throwing it away.
Of course, that's not what we do in the developed world, as you point out, is it? In fact, we throw things away. We throw our technology away at the drop of a hat, don't we?
Yes, as soon as it starts giving us a little headache, often we have lost the ability to actually fully appreciate the value of the things that are in our hands in many respects. And I think this is perhaps the most frightening part. And although, obviously, we with the Restart Project, we are giving a pretty hands-on answer to some of these problems, the underlying theme is to actually start reflecting about our, I'd say, really worrying, if not terrifying, consumption patterns, and to start thinking, well, do we really need all of this? Can we actually try to learn a bit better what is it that we have and why is it that it's giving us problems, and whether there might be an alternative to throwing it away, perhaps feeling a bit good and energized by the fact that we have recycled it so that we feel we are good, environmentally friendly people and go ahead and buy something new. And although, of course, there's no problem in a number of occasions, you end up moving on and buying a new technology that does new things to you that you do need or you think you need. We also know very well that in a lot of occasions, the technology we are throwing away just to get a new one, it's something that we were completely happy as far as the features, the options that it gave us, and the flexibility. I mean, it's a wonderful combination of learning and reusing at the same time.
And those events that you organise are called restart parties, aren't they? And as I understand it, you've held over 27 of them in different locations in London. What sort of people go to them, and what sort of technology do they bring along?
Yes, restart parties, we came up with this concept in June last year, 2012, and since then we've run over 30 such events and preventing over 400 kilograms of electronic and electrical waste for going into the bin or into recycling, and empowering over 600 people through such events to have a different approach to what they might or might not anymore consider waste. So what we do is we organize them in community environments, which means community libraries. At times they've been in pubs, in art galleries, with other not-for-profit organizations, at universities, in a school. And people are invited to come along and bring any small electrical or electronic piece of equipment that they're having problems with, particularly when they've already perhaps had an experience where they've asked for help to someone and they've been quoted more than the cost of buying a new version of the same in order to repair it, and they just feel like this is insane. And we are keen to help. We have established a network of volunteers that come together at such events and are there not just to provide a free fix, but more importantly, to provide their skills and to share their skills and to support learners that come along with limited experience with such equipment, but that are very keen to get involved.
And what sort of technologies do people bring along?
Okay, people come with all kinds of things. The most common type of items are laptop computers, printers. In some cases now, people are starting to come with televisions. But we started really with the ICTs, so anything that had to do with computers, mobile phones, tablets, and small radios and the likes. And more we notice that there is such a wide gap in between what people are having problem with and what they can find affordable and meaningful and trustworthy support, that we are extending a little bit. And some people tell us that it's a David versus Goliath problem, but we believe that we are at a time when a lot more people than you might think is prepared to change idea about what they consider acceptable about the consumerism in our lives. And we would like to play a role in reconnecting skills and people across the world, helping many more groups become active in our Restart network and force manufacturers to face some of these questions in a much more pragmatic way.
And that was Ugo Vallauri from the Restart Project in London. And there are details, if you're interested, on our website.